Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us on Power Your Life. And I'm Dr. Joanne White, and it's always a pleasure to be here. Many of us have gone through lots of challenges over these months due to COVID and being inside and kind of not knowing how what to do. And somebody I talked to the other day just said, you know, it just feels like a whole new thing, even being outside and maybe greeting people. And I hope you're all safe wherever you are. And it's so important, especially now, but always, to really make sure that whatever you're doing, whatever kind of interaction you're having with people, children and adults alike, that you really are sharing kindness and empathy and really caring for other people and also really listening. And I have a guest today who is spreading happiness and encouraging so much in children and adults in terms of their emotional learning. And I'm talking about Lisa Caprelli, who's a speaker, a songwriter, as well as an award-winning author of the Unicorn book series, Unicorn Jazz. She has authored 16 books, and also has produced music videos for children. Lisa is the producer and the director of the Unicorn Jazz Presents The Thing I Do, which is a kid show on Amazon TV, and it's been described as a modern-day Sesame Street meets Mickey Mouse Club show where kids can send in their own video content, music, talent, and so much more. And the show was created at the onset of the pandemic to share happiness for children as well as educators. Lisa's 25-plus years in marketing and branding over 150 CEOs led her to changing her life in 2018 to create a children's brand, The Unicorn Jazz, a book series that offers social, emotional learning components as empathy, love, kindness, believing in others' feelings, and more. She's been featured in Forbes magazine, ABC News, CBS News, USA Today, newspapers, and much more. Welcome, Lisa Caprelli. How are you?
Thank you. I love being on your show. What a great introduction.
Well, thank you. So tell us a little bit about, I love the title, Unicorn Jazz. How did you come
thank
up with
you.
That title?
Oh, my gosh, I get asked that question by kids and adults, and I love answering it. Well, a unicorn is a globally recognized symbol, you know. You see boys, girls, kids of all ages, even adults wearing unicorns, so I love that it's a diverse figure. I'm Hispanic. I grew up in a large Hispanic family, so I wanted to make a character that would appeal in that regard. Also, you know, for me, when creating the Unicorn Jazz book series, I thought really big, you know, when I started just 3 years ago, we have 5 books and counting, and coloring books and workbooks for children. To Unicorn Jazz, it just went well together. For me, I was thinking big. There's Hello Kitty, Mickey Mouse, and now there's Unicorn Jazz.
You know, I love it, and I think it's so important and so needed today, especially what you're teaching. So tell us a little bit about the history of it, too.
Yeah, so in the first book series, Unicorn Jazz moves to a new land in search of new friends, and she feels like she doesn't belong. And how many of us, you know, can feel that in different times of our life? Until she meets a friend who believes in her, and her friend that believes in her is a crow, a bird named Wolf, a name that a dog should have. So I did a lot of subtle things in my book series with the art or the character names on purpose, because Wolf is proud of his name, even though it's, you know, when I tell children and they laugh, like, how would you like it if you had a name a dog should have? And everyone's like, I wouldn't want that, but he is. He does have that name. And Unicorn Jazz is unicorn representing unique, but we're all supposed to be unique and different and to embrace that. And her special talent is she loves to sing. So I wanted to incorporate music and song into all the book series, and we've done that now with the songs all, you know, on all music platforms and music videos. And for me, it was almost like integrating, you know, lessons and in entertainment, educational entertainment, kind of like Sesame Street. I was inspired by it. With Sesame Street, it was puppets, it was video, it was music and movement, all to teach us lasting lessons that today I still remember the Sesame Street episodes. So for me, with the show, as you mentioned, during the pandemic, I created Unicorn Jazz, the Thing I Do show, that has been homegrown with puppets. I brought Unicorn Jazz to life with the puppet, Trey Zeke, who's a zebracorn, and kid actors like Emily Isabel, Rich Renan, some Broadway singers, all kinds of kids came together during the pandemic with our outreach to bridge together the show. And it's really to bring happiness to people and learning.
You know, and it's, like I said earlier, it's so very important. Now, your show also features a lot of original stories and mm-hmm. presentations from kids mm-hmm. themselves, which I think is brilliant and so important. So tell our listeners how that works.
Yeah, so, yes, all original content, and that's why I started songwriting. A lot of things I've taught myself, or I find someone who's an expert in their field, and the Thing I Do book and the song and the show is about the thing that you do. If you have a special talent or knowledge to share with others and embrace, you know, your unique talents and share those interests, whether you like music, whether you like writing like myself, maybe you like science, you know, and I love teaching it with my books. And when I go into schools and get to speak to the whole school about what it's like to be an author and how I've been able to incorporate picture books with teaching and getting students to understand, and of course parents and adults in the room enjoy the lessons of teamwork, that we all have different skill sets. And if it wasn't for my illustrator, I wouldn't have this picture book series. If it wasn't for expert song singers with these incredible kids that work with Unicorn Jazz, I wouldn't have I'm not a singer, and one person can't do it all. You need a team of people to grow your visions. And I just love encouraging and giving inspiration and that spark to people who want to create. For me, and what I've been taught with my book Skip a Step, where it's 13 entrepreneur leaders I interviewed, of what made for happiness and meaning. It was things like to have a vision, to be kind to people, to create, all these different things. So for me, I'm the spokesperson for this series. And by the way, I grew up really shy like Unicorn Jazz. So for me to go on in front of the entire audience of schools or to get onto an amazing podcast like yours and not be shy anymore has been, you know, a lot of my own personal work through education. So I'd like to impress upon people that I'm proof that you could do anything you want when you put your mind to it, surround yourself with good people, and also always give back and help others.
And I love that. And by the way, I was very shy growing up too. My teachers used to tell my mother that I would be a late bloomer. So I agree. I mean, you can do anything that you set your mind to, and it's really important because people say, no, you were never shy. Oh, yeah, very. So there you go. So how do children, when they're watching the show, or how do they actually contribute to the show? Do they send in stuff? Are they interviewed?
Yeah.
What's the process?
Well, they find us on social media, or we do outreach. And then behind the scenes, we do direct, like, themes or messages that, again, thanks to technology today, people can use the professional iPhones, green screen, and they send us their content, and they're very short. It could be 30 seconds to a minute. It could be a theme about happiness. It could be where we have, like, Rich Renan teaching us about, you know, marshmallows being, you know, what they are, and they were invented by the Girl Scouts, and different things like that. Just there's just so many different things, kind of like Sesame Street. And I was so inspired by Sesame Street. And of course, you know, for me, I got the concept and idea from, you know, Baby Einstein. It was that idea, and her platform was created out of her garage with just an $18,000 budget. 5 years later, she's selling it to Disney for what I read about upwards of $24 million. So for me, you know, I hope and pray we can get there, knowing it's a process. I will say that the overall feedback from people who watch the show, who contribute the content, educators, kids, they love it and they want more. And for me, it's been a way to stay busy and stay connected during the pandemic as well.
You know, and again, it's so important during the was so important and still is during the pandemic to create that sense of connection and people feeling that they can celebrate certain things and feel joy over music and relating to one another. And so kudos to you for doing that. So I want to back up a little bit, because before that you were actually doing a lot with marketing and helping CEOs. What made you want to change that?
You know, I wanted to have a bigger purpose in this world. And, you know, it's great to help people succeed at business, which I did with my marketing background and being all in. And for me, I love writing. And my only voice on paper, I say, was writing. And I've written so much in my life. I can make up stories instantly, and I write really fast, whether it's a social media message or books. You know, of course, there's a process called editing as well. And I just I wanted to believe in myself, and I just went for it, and there was just no going back and creating the series and the visions and just to continue creating what the Unicorn Jazz World, and, you know, which has been called a movement. And I appreciate people seeing that, because it takes, you know, people telling people about the goodness and the wholesomeness of the messages, and of course the happiness side to it, and to grow. And this is, you know, I often say purpose is an incredible alarm clock, and I'm so grateful I have purpose. When I pass on this earth, as we all do, I'm going to leave behind a legacy. And for me, there was no greater joy than for a girl who once felt she didn't matter, for a girl who grew up very poor, very shy, and felt like the odds were against her, you know, being in a Hispanic community growing up in El Paso, Texas, and we didn't really have a lot. And for me, I just like to inspire people that there are many people that have stories, and they're proof that you can change your life. And I like being one of those people to others.
Well, and I love that, and so do I. I think it's so very important to do that. So what's some of the feedback that you get from parents and from educators? I get a sense the kids are loving it, but what's the feedback from adults, Betty?
You know, I really appreciate that adults read the book and love them, and they can go back to childhood. They can find moments that maybe they were bullied over my book, I See You Choosing Kindness. Maybe they were bullied, or maybe they saw someone being bullied, or my book Being Happy with Unicorn Jazz and Friends, which each page is just about simple ways to be happy, and they're all free, whether it's going to the beach, making s'mores, dancing, you know, playing make-believe. And I feel like I always want people to tap into their seven-year-old self. I get to do it now, and I'm having the time of my life. I love children to want to read the books over and over. I mean, picture books when you're young. They're designed for you to read over and over, look at them through different eyes, find new things like we have in each page with the art and the imagination where it can take you. And children, you know, they read them over and over. My book series are on YouTube videos as well. And we also have nine songs so far out with them. And they love it. You know, they want more of it. And so I'm called upon to continue to write. My next book coming out is called Help and Give Back. And that's because I've done so much helping during the pandemic with giving to Children's Hospital of Orange County, or helping a Los Angeles food bank with story time and book donations. at an orphanage in Las Vegas called Shade Tree. And there's just so much ways to encourage others to help as well. And I just like being the catalyst in that sense and knowing that I still need people and help.
And how are parents and adults responding to it? Are they also all in and sharing? And are they participants too and listening and watching
the show
as well as reading?
Yes, thank you. I never get tired of someone sending me a picture of their child reading one of my Unicorn Jazz books. I never, you know, seen it, and because it was created to be used over and over again. I love reading my story for the first time in front of a new audience and sharing the feedback for why I wrote a certain page that way, and that you would never get by just reading the book alone. And the best part is connecting one-on-one with children, looking at their eyes, them coming up to you and saying, you know, I love Unicorn Jazz, boys and girls, and them, you know, prompting to want to be, you know, like the characters. And I know there's so many book series out there, and I love to encourage children to read all kinds of books. For me, it was a way to go back to my childhood, and it was books I wish I had, books that would have helped me with stories and imagination and wonderful, vivid characters in the story.
And what about the music? Do you write your own music? How does that work?
Yeah, well, I work with professional talent sometimes to bring songs together. There's a whole process to it in creating it. Now that I've seen the process, I would say it's not that hard, but I tend to say that about everything, you know. To me, writing books or songs, it's a series of steps that you take action to with the result. I mean, and that's really anything that you create and produce. You know, creating the puppets that I've done, the same thing. It took 14 months to create the puppets, the Unicorn Jazz and Treziki. But, you know, it's a process, and you can't give up, and you have to keep going, and that's what life is.
And that's an important, you know, those are important lessons for all of us to learn no matter what, especially like during this very difficult time, not to give up and continue to move on and kind of outdo yourself a little bit. So can you introduce our listeners to some of the puppets?
Yeah, so you could go to unicornjazz.com and look on our Instagram. We're getting ready to get them out by this Christmas time. We have people wanting them already. They're a lot of fun. They're great for playtime. They're great. I always say, you know, I could be shy, but my puppet's not shy.
Tell us a little bit about who they are, a little bit about the puppet.
Oh, okay. So Unicorn Jazz is the main puppet. I play her voice. Treziki is played by my son. He's a voice. My son is a nurse in healthcare, 30 years old. And in his spare time, he says, Mom, how can I not help you? And he's an entertainer. He loves working with kids. And Treziki is named after my other son, Trey. And we're able to create content, you know, with them, these two characters, knowing that we want more. I'm really excited that we brought this together pretty rapidly during the pandemic and onward with the vision, action. And then, like I said, now we have a series of five episodes coming out any day now. But we have one episode on Amazon. If you just type in Unicorn Jazz, the thing I do, and you can see some of the puppets and the music and the fun, you know, entertainment on there.
So you're going to have your show on Amazon all during the summer? Is that the rest of the summer? Is that correct?
Yeah, it'll be on indefinitely. Any day, week now will be the season two. We have one episode that you can find right now and watch immediately on Amazon TV.
So when does season two start?
It's any day now. We're just waiting. I would just say
keep checking
back.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's exciting. That's really exciting too. So when you go into schools, Lisa, what's the feedback that you get from the children? Because children, like you said, children love stories. Children love to create and love to be a part of it. And also when there's somebody reading, it just like you said, inspires and brings them in. What are some of the feedback? What are you getting from some of the children when you go into the schools and different programs?
you know, I walk into schools and they'll take my Being Happy book and create their own Being Happy pages, and they turn them into, like, posters or flags all over the school. And I just want to cry tears of joy that they embrace the characters and they get to share. People were always wearing unicorns when I come in person, and that's always cool, you know, that they're celebrating the uniqueness in us all, the unicorn. They just love the stories, and they love that, you know, my books come with educational Beyond the Book resources. Many I provide free for educators. And coloring pages, and it's just its own, you know, life in itself. And one day I hope to turn it into a cartoon series. That was also one of my visions, because, you know, as a storyteller writer, you know, that's a great way to create cartoons with these kinds of characters. And so I just continue spreading the positive messages and pray and work hard so that we can grow Unicorn Jazz until it's a household name.
Well, I think it's going in that direction. What was one of the challenges working with, well, creating it and also just beginning all the whole process of creating and writing and the program and the show and all of that?
The process is pretty long and extensive, and
what were some of the challenges that you faced?
You know, the challenge would be in marketing, but because I have a marketing background and branding that helped, the challenge, of course, the pandemic. I was going to city by city visiting schools and being welcomed, and I love that. That's the lifeblood, is to be in front of people. And during the isolation period that we've had, I went virtual and went to city by city as well, and I could reach more that way. So the challenge has been to not be in front of kids live, although I know that's going to change. And with that challenge of that downtime, what I did was keep creating and knowing that the future is going to get better for us all.
Wonderful. So what kind of feedback and message do you have for children out there today? I know that everything that you're doing has a message, but for the show, what do you want first children to know? What do you want them to know that's important about life and about themselves?
Yeah.
And then we'll speak to the adults.
Thank you. Well, I would love children to know, with my book, The Thing I Do, which is against the song, what is the thing you do? You could do lots of different things if you want to. Do you like to paint? Do you like to draw? That's part of my song. And it's to encourage that what you love to do, whether it's art, drawing, music, science, and when we grow up and we're young, we're doing things that are helping us to figure out our career choice and path. And to realize that they might not be exactly like you. You might like art, and you may not grow up to be an artist, but if that's what you love doing, you should do that, because that'll make you happy. And when you're happy doing something, it'll pour over into things in your life. Or you never know, you grow up and have a job that's so unique, and then there you are, an artist doing something in your department for a company, and it's a unique skill set. If I was not a writer, I would not be able to write songs. I would not be able to go and do the social media posts that I, you know, lead. And that came from just the skill of writing, loving writing so much. And I feel like in schools, you know, you and I grew up in an age where, you know, having traditional jobs, you know, medical, lawyer, you know, teachers, all these things. But thanks to technology today, there's so many jobs and skill sets, and people create their own jobs or through entrepreneurship. And I wish that someone would have told me when I was young, the messages I teach them is, if you like YouTube videos and you know, at the right time, and it's encouraged to learn how to use videos, something that you and I didn't grow up with, that's something you should do. And I just that there's so much technology, so many things that these kids can do at a young age, and I want to impress upon them that they should try them, they should do them. Not, they might not like it, but how will you know unless you go and figure it out? And because I just believe that if you're creating happiness in little things you do, in the daily work that you do, and as you grow up, maybe you've been playing the piano the whole life, and that's something you do on the side, and it makes people happy, then you should do it. And because when we grow up and we adult and we have all these responsibilities, we lose that. We can lose that creativity. We can lose that inner younger child. I've seen it all the time. It's happened to me. And I just like to be the champion of encouraging that. I know my work with children has been the greatest and funnest work of my life because I purposely put myself into a children's brand. And I wish I'd known this a long time ago. I wish I would have, if I could have, would have, should have, you know, hindsight 2020, I would have loved to start writing books straight out of college. But we go through the things. I needed to have that experience. As far as adults, I often leave a message, this by F. Scott Fitzgerald, and I add on to it a little bit when I share this. It's, I hope you live a life you're proud of. I hope you live a life that's true. And if you're not, I hope you have the strength, the courage, the perseverance, the help to start over again.
Which is beautiful, and it's so important that we do infuse happiness and joy into our lives and into what we're doing and into our relationships. And like you say, Lisa, find things in our lives that give us meaning, that give us joy. And just because you love playing music, I'm using something that you said, it
yeah.
doesn't mean that you have to go on and be a professional musician, but if you love doing it, share it with other people. Share your joy because you will bring
yeah.
them joy too. And it's such a powerful message. And I love the upbeat show and the books and the caring that just that's infused with all of it. And again, it's really helping and hopefully changing lives. So tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you and find out more and get a hold of the books and find out more about the show and everything else that
yeah.
you're doing.
I'll give you unicornjazz.com because it's easy, unicornjazz, J-A-Z-Z.com. I'm Lisa Caprelli. I have lisacaprelli.com, all the social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. We stay very connected with you, and we hope you stay connected with us as well. We love hearing from people and getting into your school, getting into your home and your children's library, and I welcome hearing from anybody. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
My pleasure. What would you like to leave our listeners with before we close, Lisa?
I would say do something new and creative if you haven't done something new and creative in the last 2 weeks.
And yes, I love it. Every day you can do something creative. Well, thank you so much for your vision, for your brand, for changing people's lives and bringing more joy and more creativity into homes and schools and into all of us. Have a beautiful day. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Think about what Lisa... think about what Lisa shared with us, because it's a beautiful message and one of hope. And also what's so important is that, again, what Lisa Caprelli said is that you can move. She was telling her own story about being shy and when she was younger, and people think, well, how can I overcome this? How can I move past some of the roadblocks? And Lisa is a beautiful example of that, and it's wonderful to know that you have the ability, you have the wherewithal to move forward and also to change your life circumstances, to make it better, to make you feel better. And that's so very important. So think about that, because that's one of the reasons why I call this show Power Your Life, because we can be and feel more empowered. We can bring a sense of joy and a sense of purpose into our lives and into the lives of other people. And oftentimes people think, well, how do I do it? Do I need to do something large? Well, no. Take that first step and then take another step. Oftentimes, and I'm writing about this too, oftentimes those little steps can amount into something big or just bring you daily joy and daily purpose. Think again about how you can feel good about yourself today. And as Lisa Caprelli said, do something creative and find your way. Have a beautiful, blessed day and take care of you.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit DocWhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.